Colombia.
Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. I am your host for tonight, DJ Coco. Usually I'd be joined by DJ Star, but she is still off studying abroad in Germany, so you only have me for tonight. But rest case aside, I'm excited to bring you a good topic for today and some more calmer music this week. No electronic, surprisingly, so just to warn you, no electronic this week. Feeling a little calmer this week, and my voice may sound a little nasal or stuffy because I've been fighting some allergies these past couple weeks, and I will try my best to be as clear and concise with my words, but just to let you know. So I'm going to start it off, as usual, with the music. So this first song I wanted to play was by the artist Phoebe Rings, and I believe she's a Korean artist. So this song is called January Blues, and it is fully in Korean, which is awesome because I'm half Korean, and why not do some representation for Korean music in general? So hope you enjoy this one.
Thank you.
health system under strain. Going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I'm your host for this wonderful hour. The last song you just heard was called Where I Sit by Men I Trust from their newest album, Equus Caballus. Still struggle with pronunciating things, but that's my best shot. I love Men I Trust. They are from Montreal, and I have seen them here at, I believe, the Orpheum, and it was beautiful show, absolutely beautiful show. So I recommend you go listen to their other music and as well the rest of this album, since it is absolutely stunning music. I am thinking of going into the topic for today, and as per last week, I tried doing some jazz music in the background. So this week, I wanted to do some relaxing
beautiful, relaxing music. It says, stop overthinking, stress relief music, sleep music, calming music. That's what the YouTube video says. So I'm going to put that on as I talk, since I feel like I need this for today. You might need this as well, since I've been overthinking a lot lately. And kind of going into the topic, I just wanted to preface with giving a little life update, since it spurred me to go research more into this. But life for me has been pretty good, I would say. I'm currently on co-op right now for the whole year, so I've been working a 9-to-5 schedule and have had my weekends off, and as well my nights off, that I don't have to think about school or any other late night studying and late coffee nights. And so I've been having lots of days that are just filled with going to the beach, going for hikes. I just went to a speakeasy yesterday, the one called Bagheera. That was amazing. I've been seeing a lot of my friends this year, and I've just been very, very happy. And as well at my work as well, I love my co-op, and all the people I work with are terrific, and I really enjoy my work environment. And so I'm just kind of in this phase where I feel like everything is going so well that there's a little seed in me that has this kind of anticipation, almost like, of forthcoming dread or gloom. I don't know why. I think that I can't be on this good high forever, and there must be at some point something's gonna happen, or XXX. And it's nice to be calm for now, and I don't want to think about this anticipation either, so I'm just gonna try to keep enjoying life as is. But I did recently turn 21, so I am now legal drinking age in the US. Woohoo, go me. 21 is getting into my I'm still in my beginning of my 20s, so there's a lot of time to change and reflect and grow as a person. And this is, of course, not revolutionary at all. Everyone experiences a kind of a, who am I, what should I do, what am I doing with my life, and these kind of thoughts at this age, which is good. So at least I'm going through the normal process and of growing. And I do feel like this is something that people engage in this who am I, but it doesn't really reflect deep enough in most cases. And I was kind of looking more into the value of just knowing yourself and how critical it is, especially at this age, of what you want to do and what career do you find fit for you, and how do you personally fit into what other what experiences you want to have in life and career goals and etc. And this particular skill is called having interpersonal intelligence or interpersonal skills, and kind of looked into it a little more. And so interpersonal intelligence is having the ability to recognize, understand your thoughts, your feelings, your own motivations. So this is different. Intrapersonal means knowing yourself, compared to the typically known term interpersonal intelligence, which is kind of empathizing with other people and being and working well with others. And some more questions that kind of drive interpersonal intelligence and are strong indicators of someone who has this type of intelligence is kind of knowing your own values and your beliefs. Where do these come from? Do you know what parts of your childhood has this come from? And usually these people who have high signs of this intelligence are very curious. They ask deeper questions in life. And all of this is just helping to understand yourself and helps you create satisfying meaning and purpose and life goals. And so interpersonal intelligence, I believe, was coined as part of one of Gardner's multiple intelligence theory. So this is this very common framework that says that people have these seven types of intelligence. This includes logical, mathematical, linguistic, spatial, visual, bodily, kinesthetic, musical, rhythmic, naturalistic, existential, interpersonal, and intrapersonal. So it's kind of common, kind of layperson thoughts, or not layperson thoughts, but there is common misbelief, I mean, is that these are the sole intelligent types that people have, but it's more about the talents that are defined in psychology. So usually this theory is defined incorrectly in our age. And people don't just have one type. You can be mathematical and you can also be good at sports at the same time. So individuals, we all draw on all these different types of intelligences. We all have different profiles. And one of them is the intrapersonal intelligence. And so it may not seem as smart as the other intelligences in this theory, especially in the standard education system, because it more typically hones in on being good at math or someone who's good at moving their body and can throw a football in a way. And so we don't really see these other types of intelligences, like, for example, knowing yourself and being good with understanding your own thoughts and such. And this is also a very essential intelligence that I think is underestimated, and it is needed for all humans to reach a satisfying life. So this is actually also related to another psychology framework that's very, very common, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And so there's five different needs that you have. Some are like from the very bottom, you need to fulfill the bottom of the pyramid before you can get to the very top. So this would be like, oh, are you in a safe location? Or do you have food? Do you have water, etc.? Then going higher up, you have, do you feel love and belonging? Do you have relationships with your family and friends? Even higher, you have prestige and esteem. Kind of relating to that realm, where do you feel pride in what you do and your abilities? And then the very top is the self-actualization on the pyramid. So this is coined as the desire to become the most that one can be. And I believe that interpersonal intelligence is the key to unlocking this self-actualization. So this essentially would be the key for all humans to reach a satisfying life, as per Maslow's idea. So kind of diving more into it, it's kind of a very broad word just to say interpersonal intelligence. So kind of more specific questions that guide you into understanding this, and myself as well, is that it's just knowing yourself very well. So this is understanding your behaviors and actions. So thinking and saying, like, why did I do XXX? Like, is there a reason why? How did I feel? Was it because of my values that I did this action, or what motivated me to do that? So it's kind of asking all these questions surrounding this behavior or this action that you've done. Because, I mean, we all have actions that we do, but most people don't really think about why they do it or can spot the patterns in how to stop this. But being someone who's very interpersonal can spot this, and they can understand why. So some examples that I want to give out is, for instance, you getting angry at a friend. So kind of look into yourself and say, you know, what happened, and why did that friend make me mad? And is it a reasonable amount? Should I be getting this mad? And why did this specifically hurt me if it was a conflict that ended up hurting you? And by understanding these things, you are able to understand how you feel and you can communicate that back, which is very good. So, which is very good if you have interpersonal intelligence to be able to handle conflict, for example. Another example would be feeling stuck in your career. So if you have strong interpersonal intelligence, then you can kind of understand, you know, why do I not want to work this job? Are my abilities not fit for it? Are my strength not fit for it? Do I feel like I want to, do I feel that one of my values are not being met in this job, etc. And last one as well, it can also help with any addictive behaviors. So you can kind of ask yourself, why am I doing this? What caused this? And these are just some broad examples. And so kind of more the characteristics of someone who is, who has strong traits of interpersonal intelligence is that they are always looking for ways to improve themselves in their lives. They try to learn from their mistakes and avoid repeating them, and they can spot the patterns eventually to stop these mistakes. They're very self-motivated. You can accept criticism and try not to take it personally, and very aware of your strengths and weaknesses. And some of the more qualitative characteristics is that maybe you like to spend time alone, and you have some degree of being introverted. And as well, some people are also very philosophical, spiritual, or interested in the meaning of life. And interpersonal intelligence is very beneficial. And this is where I really want to stress on, and I've been thinking lately, is just how helpful it is to know yourself in all aspects of life. And this can really improve your life as a whole with other people and your career. And I just wanted to walk into it and see and kind of give you a picture of what I'm thinking here as well. So one of them is having a strong understanding of yourself can lead you to develop empathy. So if you know how you feel when this event happens, then you could be understanding of how others react in the same situation or similar situations. And this can also help with communication. So knowing as well what you feel and what triggers you, what you dislike, you're able to communicate this to other people, and you can reduce conflict with your friends, your family, husband or wife, or partner, at work as well. You can handle conflicts with your boss by explaining what you feel and what is wrong in the situation. And then the next one is building your sense of authenticity. So by really knowing yourself and knowing what you want to do and your purpose and what values do you stress upon and you feel the best when these values are met, it can lead into doing activities and behaviors that align with everything you're working towards. And that really does build your self-image and your esteem, because you are working towards your own goals. You are independent. You are finding your purpose. And this authenticity leads into having confidence. And being confident in yourself is such a vital soft skill in life that not many people really have. I mean, there are lots of podcasts and videos out there showing like, oh, this is how you become confident. You need to fake confidence. You need to do this. You need to show people who's boss. But just building confidence from a foundation of authenticity, which is from knowing yourself, is a very, very strong methodology to being confident. And so even just as well going further with the confidence, by being confident in your abilities and knowing what you want and want to do can lead to other people thinking that you are more intelligent, and you yourself as well are more intelligent. By being confident, you are able to learn from mistakes and understand that mistakes can happen, and being confident enough to get up and stand up after something wrong happens or you make a mistake. Being confident helps you flourish in your relationships. So this can attract other people towards you if you're thinking more romantic relationships as well. And as well for leadership skills, because all leaders are all confident in what they want and what they want to do. So, for example, a couple key leaders and philosophers that have very strong interpersonal traits are people like Steve Jobs, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Socrates, for example. And so, third as well, by building interpersonal skills, you become happy. You start to build happiness because you have such clarity of your needs. You know that, for example, you value having strong, intimate friendships, that you cut away the people from your life that don't add to your life and drain you, and you keep your valuable friendships, and you find hobbies that engage you and are fit for your lifestyle. And same with having a satisfying career, since knowing yourself, you know that these are the strengths that would be best suited for this career and the weaknesses that are okay because you picked a career that works for you. So that doesn't make as much sense as I say it, but for example, I'm just gonna put up my own example where I've been considering pharmacy school for the past couple weeks, and I liked the idea of being in a profession where you can help others, and it is very scientific in a way, since you are always learning and you use your learnings to help others every single day. And I find that very interesting. But kind of thinking more into myself and what strengths I have and what weaknesses I have. So, of course, I would say that I like helping people and I like communicating. And as well, I'm very organized as a person. But my weaknesses also include that I am very prone to mistakes, and I tend to glide over mistakes, and I am terrible at proofreading things. And by kind of thinking more about becoming a pharmacist, pharmacists are known to be